Ron Mark is with us, a former Minister of Defence, and he is the current Mayor of Carterton. He's actually just returned from the Ukraine. Thanks for joining us. Tēnā koe, Ron.
Tēnā koe,
Dale.
How are you?
Yeah, good, man. Good. Kei te pai. Thank you for joining us. I haven't spoken for a while, so I was interested to note that you've been to the Ukraine. For what reason? What can you share with us about your trip there? And just trying to get some perspectives for our Māori people about how we should feel about this ongoing war.
Well, I'd say that for some Māori people, the feelings are pretty clear because that's why they're there. It's a struggle to understand the disconnect in some Māori people's heads, to be quite honest. If I reflect on the treaty negotiations as a lead negotiator for Ngāti Kahununu ki Wairarapa Tamaki Nui Aroa, and the many, many years we spent embroiled in that, I think one of the standout things was in our claim, which is pretty generic across all of New Zealand, all of the claims all over New Zealand, is the loss of language, you know, loss of reo, the fact that children were caned at school or strapped at school for speaking reo. The language was basically killed out, and the Pai Pai was decimated. Colonisation is often argued as being the cause of many of our woes. The desecration, loss of our history, all of these things are what's happening in Ukraine and happening because another nation, has led by a dictator and a tyrant, has decided to cross the border, invade, and claim it all as his own. And, you know, and having been there now three times, met with a lot of Ukrainian people and heard the stories and met with New Zealanders who are there, both for commercial reasons, for, you know, government reasons, for, you know, to support Ukraine and its struggle for freedom and independence. I've learned, you know, that there are some very close similarities between the challenges that has been the challenge that's been put upon Ukraine through no choice of its own. It's interesting. You know, there are Kiwis there and a good number of Māori, and they're very, very clear in the parallel that they see and the reason that they're there.
Tēnā koe. Who did you see while you were there, and why were you there?
Well, I'll talk about, you know, some people. I'm not going to talk about everybody. You know, I spent a lot of time with Owen Pulmana. In fact, I spent most of my time with Owen Pulmana. And Owen is there as part of Humanity New Zealand, doing, you know, providing humanitarian aid and extracting elderly and infirm people out of forward positions who unfortunately stay there until it's impossible to get out. And he's very heavily involved with and supporting a church called the New Generation Church in Dnipro, which has got a lot of young people who, you know, reflect Owen's background as a young man who got himself into a lot of strife in those years and who have turned their lives around and are now sadly risking life and limb to get their fellow countrymen out of areas where they've been trapped by advancing Russians. And unfortunately, they've lost their lives. I see articles being posted about 10B Powell's operation, which is doing great work as well, where, you know, one of their ambulances came under direct attack. This is not new. I mean, I was over there in May last, in 22, and an entire convoy of humanitarian aid workers was wiped out, every person killed. And Owen's lost vehicles, and he's lost young people, and one young lady lost both her legs. And they're just delivering humanitarian aid and supporting civilians and trying to lend assistance to civilians and doing it through the lens of the church and doing it through the lens of Christianity. And that's the same as another gentleman who I got to know very well, and I went in on two missions with, and that was Tony Anthony from the Great Commission Society, which is a British-based evangelistic organisation who delivers humanitarian aid to war-torn spots all over the world. And, you know, so it's that sort of humanitarian side that attracts me into there to see what can be done and to support those New Zealanders and those good people who I know who are not New Zealanders who are doing that work. And if I can bring some attention to them and help them with their fundraising efforts, then that's a good thing. But I guess, you know, given my position, the Ukrainian people and government people give me access and want to talk to me as well. So, which is helpful. And then, of course, there's individual Kiwis who, for whatever reason, despite all the warnings, and have gone over and cemented themselves into the Ukrainian community, and sadly have paid the price. You know, Kane Tatai. I got to know Kane very well. I never met Dom, but I got to know all of his teammates, and I got to meet those Kiwis who are part of that organisation, and those ties from them having come back to the funeral, and the Ukrainian officer who came back to the funeral of Dom and Kane, those are lifelong now, and that's a bond that won't be broken because it's forged in blood.
Tēnā koe, Ron. We've got a little program that's running. I'd love for you to be a guest on it so we could have a decent old confab about life and talk about country music and Stetsons.
I've got to tell you a funny story. So we're coming out, and we decided to come out through Romania, and like it's about a 12-hour drive from one place, ducking and diving and going where we had to go to not be get ourselves in trouble. And then we hit the Romanian border. It was about another 11, 12-hour drive to where we were going to catch a flight out of Bucharest. And Owen's playing not country music. He's playing Tupac and some rap music. And I'm saying, oh, I don't like that rubbish. And so he said, you put something on. So I put on John Rawls. And then I put on Dennis Marsh. And then I put on Prince Dewey Tekker. So these two Māori boys are blasting down the road in this Toyota Hilux, singing at the top of our voices all these Māori songs and sing along with John Rawls and Dennis Marsh. It was just a funny moment, just a really funny moment.
Well, we can talk that one through an extended interview. As always, Ron, I appreciate your time. Thanks very much for sharing it briefly this morning.
You take care.
Tēnā koe.
Okay. Thanks, Ron, for the interest.
Thank you, mate.